call him a snitch for suing? Or do y'all laugh and applaud it? I got a question for y'all. What if I was suing a white boy who took my beauty? Would y'all still feel the same way? You're being racist. No, y'all wouldn't. No, y'all wouldn't. Y'all would say, Boosie, get his. What if it was a white boy who did it? Let's talk facts. Would y'all still be saying I'm wrong? Would y'all still be saying I'm a rat? What if it was a white boy? You know what y'all would say? Get his. Checkmate. The same people who saying I'm a snitch for suing, you say them the same people that want you to go shoot somebody behind them. You say they would rather you go shoot somebody instead of sue somebody, because they won't holler free boosted so they can get likes. Called tricking you off the street. I woke up to my DM the other day like, Boosie, you fake now, man. You supposed to shoot that up. That's when I woke up to in my DM, bro. Like, when people do it to 50 Cent and 50 sue their.
Hey people, good morning, good morning, good morning. Out here, taking a walk in the fog. Foggy morning. Sunday morning, you can see behind me the fog. Everything. Okay. This is Van Silk. I'm not in my house with Van Silk. You can check me out on rumble.com. You can go to my channel. On Rumble, just hit Van Silk, it'll come up. You can follow me and check out everything that I've been doing on my platform. So I want to discuss right now what a lot of people don't understand, especially these YouTubers and those who have channels that y'all seem to understand the entertainment or music industry business. Because Lil Boosie decided to sue rapper Rod Wave for sampling his music, and they call him Bootsy a snitch. Well, let me explain something to your non-music industry people. Bootsy is not being a snitch. Bootsy is handling business just like everybody else. I don't hear y'all calling Trill Entertainment, who owns part of the publishing, a snitch. There's no such thing as a snitch when it comes to business. Okay, when Coley Ray used the message, when she used that track, she had to get clearance from the publisher and master use only, which was Sugar Hill Records and whoever owns it. Melly Melanome will still own money, get money from Coley Ray's home. You know, a lot of people don't understand when Nas used Curtis Blow hook of If I Ruled the World. Curtis Blow get paid for that. Now, you got a lot of artists out here who are just going to take people's music, use it, thinking it's the homeboy honor system. No, it's business. Now, if you to call beforehand and say, Boosie, I want to sample this song, or I want to do a feature with you on it, who knows what the price could have been? It could have been cheaper. But people take your stuff and feel like you've been violated, like you stole my music, you stole my work. It's called intellectual property. Just like when a lot of people thought Drewski and whatever was going on with Baby, whether it was a skit or not a skit, you took the Baby's intellectual property and you used it without permission. And that's for a lot of people that don't understand. Just because you have a YouTube channel don't mean you understand anything about this business. You are what you are. I've been in hip-hop since before records. And I understand the business. I understand publishing. I understand writers. I understand a lot of things that y'all don't have a clue about. And y'all go and make these asinine posts about, well, you know, Boosie snitching and Boosie. Yo, Boosie, you got to stop paying attention to these numbnuts. because they'll say anything for clicks and views. That's what they're there for, clicks and views. They're not there for nothing else. They don't know nothing about the business, and you do get respect for what you do. It's just how you handle the situation. You just got to stay away from these people that say something. You got to answer them back. Once you answer them, they know they got you. The door's open. We got Boosie. So at the end of the day, I'm just trying to let y'all know and what you do. This is called Hip Hop 101. Boosie is not snitching. He's doing what he do. And at the end of the day, Boosie is not doing anything wrong. He's doing the same thing that anybody else would do in this business. It's called handling business. Okay? Now, a lot of your people thinking that what you do in this business is knowing this business. You don't know this business. You don't know anything about writers and publishing. You know, you also used to just recording stuff and using people's stuff without permission. Whether you're from the streets or not, it's still called business. Bet you won't go and use anything from Rap-A-Lot Records without permission. You won't use anything from Rockefeller Records without permission. You won't use anything from Death Row without permission. So what make you think you can just go and use anything from Trill Entertainment or Lil Boosie? Y'all get your act together and learn the business. All right, it's your brother Van Silk. Not at my house on Rumble.com. I mean, you can check me out on YouTube, but YouTube, it's getting on my nerves.